Leading the AF. Yeah. Do you realize we are sitting next to the leading rusher in the American Football Conference, Jack? You know what that means? That means we're going to do the show from Honolulu, Hawaii, yeah, the weekend between the championship game and the Super Bowl. So we can hang with Latavius Murray. Have you thought about the Pro Bowl at all this year?
No, I didn't think about it. Even when the voting came out, but just to see my name as a list, you know, one of the players to be voted for, I thought.
Forget
it was,
the voting. Where were you in the voting? In the fifth, sixth? On the
I didn't even see. I just saw
Marcel's leading his spot, and Charles, I think, leads his, but that's just a fan vote. But you may wind up going.
But you lead the AFC. You're going to Hawaii, right?
Derek Carr may go. Yeah. He may have quite a few guys going this year.
Man, it would be a good thing.
Look at him.
So you
got to
take.
She's happy.
I know you said you haven't thought about it, so we're just spitballing. But, like, you got to take your linemen. How does that all work?
I don't know.
They may go, too.
They're going to want something. They're going to want something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They're
going to
want something. I know that. Knowing them, they're going to want something.
Or if you lead the AFC in rushing, like, do you got to buy them a watch?
They're all making more money than you. Why do you have to buy them anything?
Trust me, I try to throw that out there.
Don't they all make more? I mean, Gabe was around three. Hudson's the highest paid player on the team. Why don't they buy you something?
Yeah, Hudson should be buying the trip.
I'm with you.
Right?
I'm with you.
So how do you feel? First year in the league being a featured back. How do you feel? How's your body holding up?
I feel good. Body's holding up. Obviously, you know, had the issues here and there, but nothing that's been major, and I've been able to get back on the field each week, so that's what's most important. And so I feel good going forward, especially looking forward to this week.
How about concussion wise? You got that? How you feeling off that?
I feel great. It was nothing nowhere like the one I had last year. Really immediately after the game, I felt fine, and I knew that, you know, I would be recovered from that very quickly, and I was. So that wasn't a worry of mine at all, even when it happened.
Yeah, Mike Mitchell likes to light people up, and he got you. But he came over. I saw him come all the way across the field and tap your helmet.
We're friends. He attends a football camp of mine back in Syracuse, New York. So I don't think he's going to be invited anymore. But,
Don't lead with the crown of your helmet. Yeah. That should be point number one at the football camp, right?
No, but hey, it was football. It was a hit, tough hit, good hit. So it's football.
Yeah, you're a big guy. We always talk about how you run high, and I don't know what you can do. But what are you, 6'3"?
Yeah.
So I don't know what you can do to make yourself less of a target. Is that kind of something that coaches are talking about, or how do you do that?
No, just trying to get my shoulders down, but again, you know, it is hard. It sounds easy, especially when you're talking to, you know, guys who are all shorter than me,
right?
But just trying to protect myself and on contact. But me, it's more I'm trying to break a big run, or I'm trying to, you know, make a guy miss, and to do that you can't really just be so bent over, it's something that I'll continue to improve on and protect myself, but at the same time, I got to run the way I know how to run, and you know what got me here.
A lot of great backs ran upright. There's pictures of Eric Dickerson around the building here. He ran upright. Eddie George ran up. The guy we saw Sunday.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson is an upright runner. Are there times where you would like to get the lower, like on the goal line, short yardage, where you'd like to decrease the surface area where they can light you up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely in those situations. Where are you, especially you know that you need to, you know, puncture the defense, especially goal line first or short yardage. And I definitely this past week, I that was something I know I emphasized during practice and during the game. So again, I have a lot of room to grow. That's one thing I do know, and so I just look forward to and just improving my game as much as I can. I know it's something I can always work on. So that's one of the things, and I'll continue to get better at it.
Latavius Murray joining us. We're live at Raiders HQ here on 95.7 The Game. I know you're obviously not on the field at the same time, but when you go up against a back like Adrian Peterson, do you get off the bench and try to watch him and see what he's doing, try to pick something up?
Yeah, I've been a huge fan, as a kid growing up. And
you wore 28 because of him, right?
Well, I wore 28 because of Fred Taylor, but he's definitely a guy that, you know, once Fred Taylor was done and, you know, I watched him, it was a pretty cool reason to keep it, I guess you could say. But so it was the coolest thing in the world, really, just being on the field with him at the same time. The way he played Sunday, you know, he had me going on the field like, dang, you know, I got to step my game up. But
when you watch the film back of the game Sunday, because they showed a lot of two safety high. Mm-hmm. And so you're running into a seven-man box, yep. and seemed like there were openings there for some runs. When you look back on it, why weren't you able to run the ball better against their seven-man front?
Well, they have a solid front.
Yeah.
They have a good front. So, you know, those guys weren't easy to move. They weren't easy to, create space against. And regardless of maybe sometimes what they're doing on the back end, it starts up there. But also me, there's times I could have, I'm sure, made a different read of getting more out of a play. So it works all together. We're in this together. And I know, I can be better. And we definitely didn't put, together the run game we wanted to this past Sunday. So,
how about just in general? Obviously, you've been around here for a couple of years. The type of talent now where Derek has progressed to, and you had Amari and Michael Crabtree, and we talked about Rodney Hudson, who's going to pay your way to Hawaii, and all that kind of stuff. But just the talent and the potential you have offensively.
I mean, you said it. I think, really the sky's the limit for what we can do. We've shown glimpses of it. And, and then obviously we've had setbacks as well. So more for us is just going out there and doing what we know how to do. Don't try to do too much. Just doing what we know how to do because we're capable of it and we have the guys in the room to do it. And I really think that's what it comes down to for us.
So after you leave us and before you guys hit the practice field for a Thursday practice, you were telling us you're going to have a players-only meeting where the offense and the defense break up. This is very intriguing mm-hmm. to me. You guys taking ownership of your own offense. Yeah. You're going to look at the Lions' defense. Yeah. Tell me, do guys just get up? Does Derek run it? How does this players-only offensive meeting work?
It's really no different if the coaches were in there. Guys are, in tune, paying attention. It's his work. It's business. Only difference is there aren't any coaches in there, and Derek is running it. So, it's no different for us. It's, film study, and we're getting better.
Yeah. What do you see from the Lion defense? A couple of years ago, they were known for their wide nine. Their ends were playing so wide, and they've lost a lot of great people. Sue and Fairley are no longer there, but I'm still seeing those wide splits in their front, even in the rundown. Are they still running that wide nine defense?
They are. Those guys are, like you said, real wide, and they got a solid group of linebackers too, where they're gonna want those guys to make plays. So. The guys on the outside, the veteran out there at the cornerback. So, we know how hard it is to win each week, regardless. Records, it doesn't matter. We know it's a week-to-week league, and we know we'll get their best, and they'll get ours. And especially coming off that big win against Green Bay, I'm sure they'll try to replicate things that they did to have success on Sunday. So we got our work cut out for us.
Obviously, I know you're an offensive player, but when Alden left the building, does that have any kind of lasting effect?
We feel bad. We feel bad for him. He was a great teammate, a great guy, coming into, for this team this year. So, I'm sure it hit home with a lot of us. I'm sure especially the defensive guys who were, really in that room with him a lot. So, I feel bad for him. Again, I know, if I'm not able to play this game. I don't know what I'd be doing, but I wish him the best. I know he'll definitely be back ready to play when he gets that chance.
Sure.
So what did you do in the offseason? I actually saw you at the Super Bowl with Blake Bortles.
Yep. Yeah.
And I know you guys worked really hard, a variety of interesting workout. You were playing dodgeball, I read. What exactly were you doing? John is a big dodgeball fan.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
The movie. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Dodge, dip, duck, and dodge.
Yeah.
What was dodgeball involved? What did you actually go through to get yourself into tip-top shape to be a featured back in the NFL?
We did, I think this offseason, we just did a lot of different things because I was able to, before I was a little limited with my ankle. So this year, really, my trainer, he really had a lot of ideas, things that he came up with. I did a lot of pool workouts. I did, the dodgeball workout you were talking about. Just really if something you can't really teach of, you throw a ball at you, your initial reaction is to try to dodge it.
Right.
So, he incorporated that, and it helps tremendously because it's things that you would do and cuts you would make that you can't implicate as close as you can get onto the field.
Good stuff. Hey, thanks. Hope you stay healthy the rest of the way, and we hope
you get
to Hawaii, man.
I hope to see y'all there.
Yeah. If he makes it, we're going, right, Chad?
Oh, yeah, of course we are. How great would that be? Go to Hawaii
we'll
and then come
there.
Back, and the Super Bowl will be here.
Super Bowl's here, then.
Yeah. So how about that?
Let's have a busy week that week, then.
Well, yeah. You know what? Maybe you won't be able to go to the Pro Bowl because you'll be playing in the Super Bowl.
That, too.
That would be better.
That, too.
Actually.
You may have to miss it.
Yeah. Much better.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah.
All right, hey, good to see you.
All right,
thanks.
Take care, man. I appreciate it.